This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Taiwan scrambled fighter jets today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is in Taipei on a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in four decades. Beijing staunchly opposes the ever-closer relationship between Taipei and Washington and has stepped up military exercises near Taiwan, including 2 days of mass air and sea drills last week. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in a speech at the UN Human Rights Council today, demanded the government end violence against protesters in Belarus and set up a free and fair presidential election. Tsikhanouskaya fled her home for Lithuania amid a police crackdown in Belarus following the August 9th voting, which incumbent Alexander Lukashenko says he won by a landslide. Speaking at the same event, the Belarus ambassador to the UN in Geneva said it was not acceptable for it to interfere in a country's election. Here in the U.S., rescuers on the Gulf Coast have been using boats and high-water vehicles to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Meanwhile, a second round of flooding took shape along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses have begun cleaning up, and officials are inspecting bridges and highways for safety. Sandy rolled through the region with winds topping 100 miles an hour and a surge of seawater. The situation was worsened by up to 2.5 feet of rain.